Chris Hurt. I'm an agricultural economist at Purdue University.
Chris, let's talk about some of the research you've been doing regarding these Chinese tariffs on U.S. pork and the potential impact, or maybe even some of the impact we're already starting to see based on this trade dispute.
Well, obviously, it's a great concern to the pork industry. As we look at China, our exports to them on pork are really not very significant in terms of China. China, in terms of their total use of pork, they produce most of the pork themselves. About 97% of what they use, they produce in country. So they buy a lot of our soybeans, of course. But in terms of pork, they only buy 1% of their use from the United States. And what that says is, unfortunately, China could go to the rest of the world and get that pork if these tariffs should go into place. And when you come back to the United States side of things, the Chinese purchases of pork last year represented about 2% of our U.S. production. And if we say we would lose that business, let's say just to start out to think about dollar impact, we would lose all of that business and couldn't resell that pork that would have gone to China someplace else. Our estimates are that that would reduce U.S. prices about $2.75 per carcass hundredweight, or that'd be something in the range of $6 to $7 per head. Now again, when margins are already looked like they were going to be around break even to a little bit of profit, this would shift that now, I think, our outlook to say, no, we're going to have a loss situation overall for 2018. So again, we're sort of on that teeter-totter where anything that lowers prices would have a negative impact, clearly, on the pork industry.
Yeah, that would be significant. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Chris, but a lot of what China imports as far as pork products, they're pieces of the animal that domestically we don't really have a use for, right?
Well, I think that's right. And again, to say that we would lose all of that business, I think that's not the case. It would lower some of those pork cuts and processed products in the United States. We would see some other countries, I think, that would come forward to certainly buy those products and maybe buy those products at a bit lower price. But it certainly is not something the pork industry would look forward to. I think for agriculture, see a much different situation on soybeans, where China is really very dependent on the United States. They're just simply not dependent upon the United States for the pork that we ship them. So, again, we hope cool heads prevail. I know agriculture from A to Z, people are out there working with the administration to try to point out the difficulties that any kind of movement towards a trade conflict would cause for agriculture.
And the U.S. and China need to work through the WTO, so it remains to be seen if these tariffs will actually be put in place. But as far as any kind of a marketing strategy for pork producers, Chris, given the uncertainty, not only with what's happening with China, but you also look at the NAFTA renegotiation, progress on the farm bill, there's just a lot of uncertainty. So what's a good piece of general advice for U.S. pork producers right now?
Well, obviously, uncertainty tends to end up in a marketplace of being lower prices as a result, just for all that uncertainty. I think, again, we would tell the pork industry we do not want to be too expansion-oriented. There's new packing capacity, about 7 to 8% new additional packing capacity in the last year or so in the industry. There's a real sense we have to fill that capacity through expansion. My warning has been, let's keep the sow number expansion at 1% or less, and we'll see in the Hogs and Pigs report how that comes out in the most recent update. But again, let's be conservative. Let's take profits where we can have profits. Let's be somewhat diversified, and let's avoid overexpansion.
Chris, anything else on the Chinese tariffs or just with, again, the trade uncertainty that you want to make sure we touch on today?
Well, I think obviously the most important thing for us to say is that we're going to work diligently in agriculture to try to reduce any kinds of trade conflicts. We've been nearly 40 years now on a pattern in agriculture of trying to reduce trade barriers with other countries, become preferred suppliers. Some of the movements that we see coming from the administration almost make it seem that we're going to be residual suppliers. That is, the supplier of last resort. Agriculture in the U.S. has worked diligently to become the preferred supplier. And so we really want to avoid conflicts if we can.